I'm just looking at this post by Linda Bustos over on the Get Elastic e-commerce blog. She's talking about shipping and tax calculations that go on shopping cart pages and how some people believe you absolutely must have them and would say that they need them. But the reality is, if you test, you quite often find that people don't need them at all or don't want them. And this reminds me of, a general thought that I have about checkout processes, that we all feel that we should fill them up with lots of links to terms and conditions or returns policies or privacy policies and so on. And of course, that is best practice to have information available on that stuff to get rid of, to reduce friction and apprehension by the customer. But I think in many cases, we'd be best served by just having small snippets, perhaps overlays that open up or even tooltips type things that say of privacy, we never share. Of returns, you can return anything you like free of charge, or if you can, or whatever it is, up to so many days. Just some reassurance rather than a full-blown post, full-blown page full of information in small type. Because by and large, stuff like that quite often can sandbag people, delay them, and introduce friction when it's meant to allay it.